This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Norm Shealy, M.D. NormShealy.com. We're talking about arthritis. And I'd love to know, what is arthritis? What are the different kinds of arthritis? What causes it? What triggers it? What makes it worse? What can we do to fix it? Can you reverse it? And so what do we do? Dr. Shealy, what is arthritis?
Well, it is an inflammation, irritation of joints. Now, joints are defined as different things. For instance, some anatomists say there are only three joints in the wrist or the ankles because so many of them move together. But some people say there are up to 360 joints, so you've got somewhere between 180 and 360 joints, depending on who's doing the counting. And it is an irritation, inflammation, and degenerative process. Interestingly, the most common significant such joints are the cervical spine, the lumbar spine, and the hips. They seem to be bothering a greater percentage of people than all the others. There's also rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune disease, which is very destructive and progressive way beyond osteoarthritis. And, of course, there's gout, which is deposition of uric acid specifically into certain joints. But the important thing is it is painful and limiting in movement.
So we have rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis.
And psoriasis is another unusual disease that primarily affects the skin but can't affect, but it actually becomes like rheumatoid arthritis when it affects the joints.
So what is the difference between rheumatoid arthritis and osteo?
Osteo is much slower. In general, most of the time, it's far less painful until it's very advanced. Rheumatoid arthritis spreads. It can affect virtually all joints in the body.
All right. And what does someone who has... how do you tell the difference between osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis? Can you look at it?
A blood test.
Externally?
Well, you can suspect it, but you can't really be sure. Without a blood test, you can get a rheumatoid factor. It tells you whether it is falls into that particular kind of autoimmune disorder.
Okay,
There's even a type of rheumatoid arthritis called spondylitic, and that involves the spine primarily, but still is more of the inflammatory rheumatoid type than our degenerative type.
Mm-hmm. And can anything be done about rheumatoid arthritis? So if someone has this blood test for the factor, someone do?
The standard medical treatment is either prednisone or methotrexate, an anti-cancer drug, both of which can certainly cut down on the pain and the inflammation and swelling, but carry serious so-called side effects. Now, in addition, we found that the ring of fire stimulated is particularly good for rheumatoid arthritis. We did one study of 25 people with that, and they had a 75% marked improvement rate just by using the Ring of Fire.
Okay. Those are, Ring of Fire is a bliss oil class. So if you're interested in that, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. It's an essential oil that Dr. Shealy has come up with, and it's available on the website, normshealy.com. Okay. And osteoarthritis. So what is the cause? Do we know what the cause of these is?
Well, it's more wear and tear, if you will, than average. Now, for instance, the Lord's spine, the Lord Brain, who is a neurologist, back in the 1950s wrote an article on the increase in osteoarthritis in the neck with the advent of automobiles. He felt that the frequent, you know, more quick stopping that we do with braking in an automobile had led to a marked increase in degenerative change in the cervical spine more than anywhere else.
I know a guy who drives a truck who can hardly turn his neck to the left. He can turn to the right, but not to the left. He's probably a few years older than I. Is that from driving a truck?
Yeah, because, I mean, you talk about a car. Well, a truck's, I don't know how many times, how many tons more, but it's a lot bigger, and so there's obviously more, you know, jerking, if you will.
Yeah. Okay. Joey in Michigan, we've connected you with Dr. Norm Shealy, and I think you want to talk about a male problem, and I'd just like to suggest that we have a family audience, so let's keep it within family. Welcome, Joey.
How are you doing? Norm, let's go back to the skin arthritis. What causes that, and is there a way to repair that?
To skin arthritis?
You called it psoriasis.
Well, it is, again, autoimmune is a disease in which the immune system of the body starts attacking some specific part of the body. Almost every organ can have an autoimmune disorder. So psoriasis is an autoimmune disorder which affects the skin. Now, it often does not affect the skin everywhere. It tends to be to some extent over the knees, the elbows, but it can go anywhere. It can actually be on your scalp. It can be on your belly. And so it requires, you know, a physician who's got some experience, and sometimes you have to go to special tests to decide between them.
Is it treatable?
Oh, yes. I consider all illness potentially treatable. Now, modern medicine treats them with drugs that always have what they call side effects, which are complications. Sometimes they do help, especially in acute illness. But in chronic disease, every modern medicine that I know of causes more trouble in the long run than it does help.
Could that be caused by a trauma, or it's usually, I mean, what activates it?
Nobody knows. You know, these are truly individual. Now, there's some genetic predisposition, for instance, to rheumatoid diseases and a certain other autoimmune disease, but that's variable. It's not a high instance of genetic. You know, and sometimes it'll appear in one person out of 10 generations. So it's some insult to some part of the body that allows the body to forget what it's normally doing, protecting you and attacking the body itself.
Well, I have the one friend that is the 1 in 10 generations, and he's fighting that, at which actually he's thinking of coming to see you. Okay, we'll talk about what I called for is about a prostrate. Seems like all of a sudden I know quite a few people that have a prostrate issue and or had it repaired. And I guess I'm simple. I don't know. I mean, what is a prostrate? And what's the condition? I dropped a friend off at the hospital. He's been fighting this thing for a year with a tube, catheter, finally...
Well, there are two major problems in the prostate gland. Well, there are three possible. Prostatitis is an infection in the prostate, and that's not a terribly common thing, but it happens. Benign prostatic hypertrophy is a slow growth of the prostate, which gets big enough to begin to obstruct your ability to urinate. And that's been around forever, and you know, as long as we know, men have had that happen. And less common than either of those is cancer of the prostate. And each of those can cause serious problems. There are certain herbs and supplements that can help reduce the inflammation and growth of benign prostatic hypertrophy, or BPH, such as potassium beta-sitosterol, zinc, etc. Those help. The procedure that's been done for, 90 years maybe, called a TUR, transurethral resection, sometimes called a roto-rooter, is a very bloody, violently physical procedure. Interestingly, over the last 20 years, something has been developed called green laser, in which actually a tube is inserted into and up through the penis or the urethra into the prostate, and it actually dissolves, and it's infinitely safer and simpler and far less complications. For instance, you can go home an hour after the procedure, and by the next day you're back to normal, where the TUR takes at least 2 or 3 weeks afterwards.
So this is an ongoing issue. It's not in the food. It's not the glyphosate causing it to get up.
No, we think that the biggest increase in it is all of the estrogenic things. Estrogen is not good for the prostate. And now we have soy products, which are highly estrogenic. We have all kinds of pesticides and herbicides, which are estrogenic. We have detergents. Soap detergents are estrogenic. So we have some of the problems are the increase in all of these estrogen-causing things, which indirectly and or directly reduces the amount of testosterone.
We're going into a break, the 20-minute after the hour break. And Joey, if you'd like to continue, I think this is a very valuable discussion for men. And it seems that, from what I remember, that if you live long enough and you're a man, you're going to have prostate problems. Is that right, Dr. Shealy?
You're right on. Almost inevitably.
All right. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
It's Instructors Monday at USA Prepares. There's four of us now involved. We've got Dr. Norm Shealy, Joey in Michigan, instructor, John Reagan on hold, instructor, and me. And we're talking about prostate problems, and class, as I mentioned, guys, if you live long enough, you'll encounter this. Dr. Shealy, please continue.
Well, the important thing is to keep healthy. People who are fat, people who smoke, people who have the usual bad habits are more likely to have prostate troubles.
Probably drinking 3 or 4 gallons of milk a week and eating fast food would probably, I would tell this guy, what is wrong with you? You shouldn't even drink milk at your age, and you're drinking 3 to 4 gallons of estrogen-packed milk, and what do you call those, McDonald's breakfast sandwiches or Burger King? Because, so he brought this on himself a little easier, correct?
Now, Joey, all fast food is junk.
Right,
I would rather starve to death than eat that junk.
This is my last choice. I mean, if I drink milk, I might drink a quart of milk in a month.
I like kefir, which is a fermented milk product, slightly better than buttermilk. But when you ferment it, it's a totally different food.
Well, I just tried a kefir goat milk, actually, just for the probiotic effect. I mean, it's a lot easier to try to clean your act up than, the misery I watched this guy go through for the last year. the fear, all of the above, the catheter, because, yeah, they put one in every month, pull it out.
When you get to that point, the first month he should have been sent to a urologist who does green laser surgery.
He had a blood clot, so he couldn't do that because he was on rat poison to dissolve it to Coumadin. So,
well, he's probably on rat poison because of other poisonous habits.
Well, he finally got off the Coumadin. But, you know, again, I tell him to use the magnesium lotion because he's reading that magnesium is bad for the kidney. And I says, yeah, but the magnesium lotion, you need the magnesium to get your, what's it called, AFib? Because they addressed him with that. And I said, well, you're magnesium deficient. But if he sprays the magnesium lotion on, it's not going to affect his kidneys, true or false?
Absolutely. Perfect. Yes, I agree.
And he can do that two or three times a day?
Twice a day, two teaspoons.
He's going to rub that on?
Any place on the skin.
Is there better spots than others?
I like it on the buttocks, Joey. Again, I pour a teaspoon in my right hand, rub it all over my buttocks on the right, a left teaspoon on my left buttocks, and pull up my shorts, and it's done. To me, that's the major reason that I like.
Go ahead, Vince.
I use a magnesium spray. And the way I do it, it absolutely works, class. Absolutely. No question about it. I've been using it for years, and I had an irregular heartbeat, and nothing seemed to work. Oral supplements didn't work, and all I did was use Dr. Shealy's magnesium. And for me, I like the spray better than the lotion, but we have lotion here at the farm. And what I do is when I get out of the shower, I dry off, and right after I dry off, I spray magnesium on my chest. Kind of like if I were spraying plants with one of those plants mister type things, I just spray it right on my chest. And that's it. It doesn't smell. There's no sensation at all. It almost feels like water, Dr. Shealy. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Now, to me, the reason I prefer the lotion is that I don't have to wait for it to dry.
Because
you pull up your shorts, they're touching it, and you absorb it.
Yeah, either way. So, Joey, it absolutely positively works in my book. This is not a commercial. This is an endorsement. We'll be right back, Joey. I know you've got some more questions, and John Reagan's on hold. This is USA Prepares. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid concerns of growing tensions between the two nations, America's top diplomat meets with his Chinese counterpart.
Those tensions involve international trade, commercial theft, rising human rights violations, China's military aggression, as well as electoral interference of the upcoming elections. Despite those tensions, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the talks with Wang Li were a good first step.
We had a good, productive conversation. As President Trump has said, there are many steps along the way, and we took one of them today. It was another step forward. So this is, I think, a good outcome for all of us.
I'm John Clemens.
Brett Kavanaugh was technically sworn in as a Supreme Court justice after his confirmation on Saturday, but now President Trump's announced that what he says is the official swearing-in will happen this evening at the White House. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fox it.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shuley's with us. Joanne Mishkin's with us. John Reagan's on hold. Dr. Shuley, you mentioned the TERP, T-E-R-P. That's a violent procedure. It's a bloody procedure. Is it a barbaric procedure?
To me, it's barbaric compared to green laser, yes.
Okay.
I can't imagine any reason for still doing a TUR. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And can you describe it in not too graphic terms, briefly?
Yeah. Imagine a corkscrew. I mean, literally, with sharp blades. I mean, basically, a TUR is a transurethral. I mean, so it's like shaving it, surgically, cutting it. Green laser dissolves it. I mean, I consider it a billion times, trillion times safer.
Okay, the green Joe, laser, it cooks it, burns it down. What's it do?
Yeah, it actually vaporizes it. You know, and they can actually decide what percentage of the prostate to remove while they're there.
The hyperbaric oxygen chamber is what that other caller earlier was talking about. Put you in, pump you full of oxygen.
Yeah, hyperbaric oxygen.
Hyperbaric.
Won't do much for the prostate. I don't know if it would do.
My brain scatters, and I thought about that, and I spit it out. Salt palmetto, you had talked about. Is there a difference between salt palmetto and salt palmetto berry? I'm sure they're both a berry to start with, but is there tincture?
The salt palmetto extract usually comes in a capsule. It is an extract. It is a liquid inside a capsule. Now, there's another...
Why do you take that? What? Because I've heard you talk about it before.
It calms the prostate and stops the growth.
Oh, that's what its purpose is.
Yes.
Is there electrical tools like your scalar energy, a TENS unit, anything that could have an effect on it?
I don't know of any use of PEMF or scalar on treating the prostate.
I want to leave some time for John because John doesn't call that often, and I'm glad to hear he's still using the telephone. That's a great start. But I want to it used to be a pleasure to listen to him every Monday, and I know time is an element, just like for all of us. So I don't want to steal time from him. But is there anything we haven't talked about a prostrate that?
Well, I think I didn't mention zinc adequately. Be sure to get 20 milligrams of zinc a day.
And is there a particular kind of citrate? What's the best kind?
Well, chelated zinc. Right. Now products make one called OptiZinc, OPTI-Zinc.
And do you take that with other vitamin or mineral to benefit it?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, obviously, beta-sitosterol plus zinc are the two big ones.
What is beta-sitosterol?
Well, it's an extract from a plant. It's moderately different from salt palmetto. It's a broader spectrum, but I like all of them together.
And what was the third one?
Dr. Shealy's.
Well, it's zinc, beta-sitosterol, and
Salt palmetto. Okay.
And what about Dr. Shealy's essentials? Does that have enough zinc in it, Dr. Shealy, or do we need more?
In prostate trouble, I'd add another 20 milligrams.
Okay.
Morning or evening?
Doesn't matter.
Dr. Shealy, there's a breakthrough, alleged breakthrough, in an electromagnetic-type device that they are claiming is in a 30-minute session of this electromagnetic device just placed on your skin, it will cause the muscle spasms to be the equivalent of 20,000 sit-ups in one 30-minute session. Do you think there is reason to experiment with your PEMF device to reduce the prostate problems that men are having?
You know, basically, if you sit on it all day, I suspect it would do wonders for the prostate.
Well, what's better than that? I can't, seriously, class, I have a PEMF device that Dr. Shealy provided for me, and it doesn't. There's no invasive anything. The only thing is I can't use it near the microphone in the studio because you can hear it. You can hear the electromagnetic effect on the microphone. But it's okay. So sitting on it, Dr. Shealy, is that something that you want to study?
Well, I think it would be worthwhile if people were interested in doing it. But you'd want to start before it gets bad.
Okay. All right. And getting bad means what, Dr. Shirley? Difficulty urinating?
Catheter.
Okay. Well, Joey and I both know different individuals. I don't know who Joey's talking about, but I know an individual that is using a catheter several times a day to delay, you know, a procedure, whatever that procedure he may select is. Are there any risks in doing that, Dr. Shirley, using a catheter multiple times?
Well, yeah, infection. I mean, the biggest problem with putting a catheter is it increases the risk of infection in the bladder.
And you would think that, okay, using a catheter over and over and over might do something a little less invasive than that corkscrew. But is that true or not true, Dr. Shirley? Does that expand?
Well, yeah,
expand
it's certainly less invasive than this corkscrew, but I don't. It's not a long-term solution.
Okay. Joey?
It's a temporary stopgap.
My whole concern with these questions were, if we go into a time, whether it's grid down, whether it's a economic spill, and you don't have the money to have this done, you're going to be really in a bad way when you can't pee, and that's the question. That was the whole format. You know, I've watched this guy suffer for a year. I've heard of other people not realizing what misery they were having. So my point is, I'm looking how to avoid a situation, and when you say it's an inevitable, that's scary because as we go deeper into the abyss, you know, right now you can still probably have a procedure if you have some kind of insurance. What are you going to do when you are a selected person? Oh, you are royalty. Come right ahead of us. You know, and that's the scary part. That's the whole reason, you know, for vitamins, minerals, is to create
now,
a situation.
I will mention one other procedure. Most men are not particularly interested in it, but I have actually taught a wife to massage her husband's prostate every morning for 5 minutes. And using a rubber glove and just going in and manually pressing on it and massaging the prostate can also help immensely. Most people don't want to do that, but hey, in a crisis situation, halitosis, better no breath at all.
There was the question of Lugol, iodine, and DMSO applied down in that area. Any ideas? Ever heard of such a story?
I would not be applying DMSO to my prostate.
Sorry. I didn't think that was a good idea, but I just, somebody threw it out at me. I said, I'll ask the question, see, and
I think it's a bit stupid.
Okay. You know, I know for bruises, and I've had some muscle tears, I guess we'll call them, in my forearms and that. And I know when I put the DMSO on it, by the third day, I have full movement again.
Oh, yeah. Well, DMSO is excellent on the skin, on various places, but not in the prostate or on the prostate, no.
No, and I mix it down to 40% DMSO, 60% distilled water. I'm going to go, not because I want to, because I want John to have a fair amount of time to ask whatever he's calling for. I appreciate all your help. Vinny, Dr. Shirley, and good to know that John's still on the market. And he's out and about. Hopefully he's got good health.
Thanks, Joey.
Joey, before you go, very quickly, may I suggest that you call in next week and let's continue this discussion at a deeper level. I think that it is critical.
I think it's important as well. I really think that, you know, if you're stranded without a medical facility, how are you going to, it's overwhelming. I mean, and this is a part where when you can't pee, you got a problem. And when you can't, release all the toxins in your body, you got a problem. So, I mean, these are things you can't fix if you don't have any kind of.
Yeah, Peter the Great of Russia died of a gangrene of the bladder, I presume because of BPH.
Oh, wow. That's a whole other part of the story. Nobody's even aware of.
Joey, look, let's continue this
good.
Next week.
Good.
Can you do that?
Thanks. I appreciate it. Be safe.
Okay. Thank you. There's Joey. There goes Joey. Captain John Reagan, thanks for calling in.
How's it going?
Slowly, I understand, for a lot of men. Okay.
Well, let me pare this down a bit to try and fit in. about a month ago, I came across this video from Dr. Thomas Levy, and he referenced a study on the ferritin levels of frequent blood donors. And I've had time to go in, take a look at it, because I don't have a medical background. There's only limited things I can pull from it. But basically, this study, which was done out of Yale, they took 40 high-frequency blood donors. That was 8 or more donations in the past 2 years, compared them to 42 low-frequency, which had 1 to 2 donations in 2 years. And these were people 50 to 75 years old. And determined that the decreased body iron stores, decreased oxidative stress, enhanced vascular function compared to the low-frequency donors. And I'll finish up and get on the other side of the break.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Norm Shiela's with us. Captain John Reagan's with us. We'll be right back.
My name is Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, everyone.
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Quick announcement, class, for those interested in seeing Mike Ma Friday, October 26th in Springfield, Missouri, either during the day or during the evening. Three Man Militia is the topic of the event. If you're interested, send me an email at instructor@usapreparis.com, instructor@usapreparis.com. Mention your phone number, and we'll let you know more about it. If we have enough interest, Mike Ma will be there. That is Friday, October 26th. In Springfield, Missouri, building a three-man militia, how to create one, how to expand one, how they work, and how they're useful. John Reagan, back to you.
So, in the study, those that were low-frequency blood donors had a ferritin level of 52 on average. The high-frequency had a ferritin level of 17. So, from what I gleaned from Dr. McCullough and the people he interviews, that a number between 30 and 60 was considered the sweet spot. And with this Yale study, it's saying that, you know, having a ferritin level even lower than that improves the health. So I'm looking at going back. The prescription you gave me is still good. They tell me it's good for a year. So I'm looking at getting a couple more pints taken, because my levels were in the 60s, and a couple more would probably bring it down into this range. And I don't see a problem with that, basically what Dr. Levy was saying. As long as your hemoglobin and hematocrit are good, the low ferritin levels, not a problem.
Yeah, and there's one study that shows that frequent, those who do three times a year or more, live longer. But they think that maybe it's because they live longer because those people who give blood that often tend to have much healthier habits overall.
Well, that's part of it, but also the iron levels make a difference too. But I wanted to ask on an activist type level, you know, people like me that, because of my time in Europe, or, you know, I can't donate blood, and there's other reasons out there. We have to go find a doctor that will give us a prescription to go get blood taken. And I don't think it's too unreasonable that, you know, people that have, you know, these higher ferritin levels shouldn't be able to go, and at least on the schedule of a normal blood donor, if all their other, you know, markers are acceptable for accepting what a blood donor would do, why we can't go even if we have to pay for it. And I was wondering, Is that something that can be attacked on a state level, or does it only have to be attacked at the national level?
Well, I'm sure it could be attacked at a state level. Most of the things are left to the state legislature. We're talking about 50 battles rather than one big one. But let's face it, government sucks at all levels. I tend to think Missouri has some of the best laws in the country, but still, I'd rather have very little government.
Thanks. Just wasn't sure what to do on that. I've found some other nice, interesting things, but just not enough time today. One of the other things that he showed was that a lot of the iron that wheat products are fortified with is elemental iron, and that doesn't do good with the gut either. And then you add the glyphosate on top of that. And I also happened to find an article talking about the residual amount of glyphosate in organic versus regular commercial wheat. And I did all the ratios on that. The most favorable was organic wheat had about a third of the level, whereas the least favorable ratio, organic wheat had over 80% of the level of commercial wheat. So it's that was a pretty disgusting read on my part there.
Well, glyphosate is beyond disgusting. It is evil.
And that destroys your gut microbiome, which causes all kinds of problems.
Yep. Poison of the century.
Poison of the century. Roy Blunt, right? Mr. Monsanto himself, Roy Blunt, Senator Roy Blunt from Missouri, the corrupt state. Dr. Shilley, thank you so much for being with us. John Reagan,
always
Captain
good.
John Reagan, thank you for being with us. I'm looking forward to hearing more of Captain John Reagan and Norm Shilley in the days to come. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.